meditation plateaus. This is Aratima. Like with everything in life, when we do something for a certain amount of time, there comes a moment when there's no progress anymore. There is no development towards something that expands us and makes us grow. The same thing happens in meditation. There always comes this plateau, like in everything else. It happens in working out, in art, in learning a language, in living. There's always something where we are invited to mix it up, to change it up. So when you feel like you come to this place where you're not growing anymore, and especially in the meditation, when you feel like you're sitting there and it's just something's not right, it's you're kind of stuck, or you're just the same old, same old. What you can do then is to change up an element, and there are different elements that we can work with. For example, it could be the location. You can change the location. Instead of sitting on a chair, you might sit on the floor, or you go into a different room, or you even try it outside by a tree. You sit maybe in a nice environment with flowers in front of you. The other thing is the items around you that include the incense, maybe candle, a ghee lamp, a stone, something pretty, a picture that maybe you never use. You actually have always just, let's say, a candle there. Maybe try an incense this time. Gets you sort of in the mood with the smell. And also consider using a shawl, something you drape around your shoulders. And if it's not too warm, you might even cover it all over the head and just drape it all around you. And it really helps you to go inward. This is something I always do if it's not too hot, that I actually have a meditation shawl. And it's very common to hold the aura in, to close it off, and to go inward. So items, be creative, just change it up. The method, you can change up the method. You can go back to gazing, for example. Do that. Maybe you haven't done that in a while. Or you use one of the seed mantras and you chant a little longer. You don't just do it 3 times or more, but do it a whole 108 times maybe. Use a mala, try that. Do some breathing right before, or even exercise. Do something like go for a run or do something else and then meditate. This could help you to move through this particular plateau. The whole point is not what you do. The whole point is to change it up. And that can be also the time. So we work with time and space. So you can change the time, make it longer or shorter, the meditation or whatever you do in the beginning. The space, the location, and the items, the things that you fill this space with, the items around you, the meditation altar or location. And you can also read a book, for example, and inspire yourself, you know, or gaze at a picture, or recite a poem, read out loud something by a spiritual person like Rumi or Tagore, or anything else. Rainer Maria Rilke is a German poet that is very beautiful to read and can be very inspirational. So just change it around just a little bit, play around, and then this helps you get through a plateau, past the plateau. And this really applies to everything else in your life. It could be your relationship, your marriage, how you relate to your children, how anything else you do in your life. If you feel like your life is stagnant, change it up, do something a little different. And you will see that suddenly there is a fresh energy and a breakthrough, and there is a jump in the evolution.